I'm more of a singer. I like to sing as opposed to talk about, like orate my feelings. I think oration is a big gift, you know, but you have to say something in a way that comes across as very impactful. And sometimes it's hard for me to decipher and get my words across because I don't usually use like a diary, like back in the day. You could use a diary to like orate your feelings and get it on paper, but for me, I'm more of a singer. I like this app because it gets me outside of my comfort zone. It makes me talk about things I found or, you know, wrong with the world or wrong with the state of ourselves, you know, as a species. You know, I get a lot of inspiration from Terrence McKenna and Jesus Christ. Just anyone that's about the higher consciousness, the higher vibrations of existence, who isn't caught on the lower end of the echelon, which is what we're experiencing in the world today. A lot of times, you know, I see people there's just that low vibration. You want to raise people up, but it's like you have to awaken it in yourself. I think a lot of times you have to awaken that higher part of you, and then you can radiate it to the world and have them understand in a way that's like metaphysical. Like, it's not something that you like say to someone. You're like, it's more or less, it's like the unspoken understanding of what's really going on. And a lot of things can be communicated through your minds as opposed to your mouths. Like, I think like the whole speaking sort of speaking things into existence is very true, but if you speak, a lot of times people speak without intention. And if you have intention, you have that spirit sort of guiding you along the path and opening you to the understanding of things that are very profound and just makes you feel alive, you know, in a way that a lot of things really don't, unless you are part of that higher existence. And everything is like a gift when you see it. Even though a lot of times it can be hard, because no, life can be hard. It can be difficult. You know, you have to battle constantly. Not battle, you shouldn't have to battle constantly, but sometimes you just have, there's forces that are working against our ascension, and we have to realize it and just be strong and get past all this shit that's holding us back. Pardon my French. You just have to, you know, just get better. Just keep ascending, keep evolving, just ascend, and just always have the spirit of Christ, you know? Just, like, don't let shit get you down. Work through it. Be humble, but don't let people give you shit. That's the biggest thing, you know? You just don't want to ever do that. Because then you're giving your power away to someone. You know, how many times has that ever happened when there were people that were, like, considered energy vampires, toxic people, bringing yourself down, and you want to lift yourself up. You don't want to cater to their needs or their justifications for controlling you. Like, why would you give your power away? You should never do that. And, you know, it's a learning process because, you know, at one time or another, I have in my life done that before. So it's always another bend in the road, another chance at, I guess, getting out of your mind, getting back into your heart.